Had a touch the button on a radio, it worked on the body, done it, no peace, gone
on a radio, it
worked on a radio, it
worked on
a radio, it worked on a radio, it worked on a radio, it
worked on a
radio,
it
worked on a
radio,
it worked
on
a radio, it worked on a radio, it worked on
a radio, it
it's radio,
it's
radio,
Sýðu þess þaðastan til að knæka, eller til að dynóka, til að gæli, en þú til að hérna. Það þú út í þann kóhíka, góð húsle, og síð þegar hér sannar að vart þegar lón. Það þýr genna, og nú nýgó hann genna, við þá dýsta, ég að vant að gæsa. Að nýg tannar annir ná hérka, nýgó hérna ná, góð gæði gæsa eftir andir ná. Sér ná það þá, ég ná það þegar þig að, sýðu þér þér þá þá kann. Og sen han gav dig sådan skal du ikke ide lige lige til. Det går da, det er sådan stående. Jeg har jo også nyt den dag. Og det skal så også ind over den her. Gå hus i delen af det. Og sen han, I want. Det går da ikke, der kan I sætte dig her. Og sen han skal, jeg kan da det være så gæst sig. Når jeg kan se, at det sætter sig sådan her, andre lager det. Det er da snart det, i det du lige. Det gør I selv om jeg slinger den. Sago, Tanea, Kanigida, Kanigida, Tal, his Suzal, Kanigida, Suzal, Gaskork, Sago, Ahan de Gilos Tante, Sonea Sago, Tanea, Nak, his Zong, his Nak, Zong, Zong, Anitelagately, Delicke, Utanadanella, Sonea Sago, Tanea, Nak, his Zong, his Gigiele. Hello, my name is Dennis Sixkiller. Thank you once again for tuning in to listen to the Cherokee Voices and Cherokee Sounds. That's being brought to you by Cherokee Nation. I sure hope you all are well today. Speaking for myself, I'm doing pretty good. What's new in your world? It's good to be together again, isn't it? We get together once a week. And thank you all for calling occasionally. I appreciate that. Well, as I said, Groundhog didn't see its shadow. So it's supposed to be warming up pretty quick, isn't it? I believe they say if the Groundhog sees its shadow, it's going to be 6 more weeks of winter. So on that, I guess spring is just around the corner, huh? I guess we'll find out. But right now, I'm going to give you numbers to Cherokee Nation once again. First one's always toll-free nationwide, 1-800-256-0671. My direct number is 918-453-5433. And the number to the tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. On today's program, we're going to hear some more good Cherokee songs. And Margaret Lucci of Eldon will be our Cherokee speaker. And I'll teach you 5 more Cherokee words. And I'll tell Cherokee Nation news here in a few minutes. We will hear another Cherokee story, so please stay tuned. Corgan Seal loves to do like the Kinogiti, he loves to do that's a Dawson. So I can go on his guest, see you, see you get Eldon, eh? You get a safety. His gig on the inest of the day on. So like yet in on the gnaws of the Lord's nose along. A lay, a needs luck, and you know head, Ted's guesser, that's a dastardy. Says that to easy loss in. Now for opening songs, they will be sung by Wanda Gurdy and her family. First song is Christ's Second Coming. Second song is Jesus My All. Nona, again, told the canogit, the tedaste, he no wonder go to less his own island or class, to need no git get sasty. A guy, Nesna, wait, eager go your hay, to talk, it says, tell you nana, Nesna, wait, to us and I will also, to talk, it says, the. Now let's listen to Margaret Lucci of Eldon, Oklahoma, as she continues to talk about some things that she remembered growing up. She and I had a really good visit, and she told a lot of good things and interesting things, as do all the elders that I speak with, and I sure do enjoy each and one of them. So now, here is Margaret Lucci of Eldon, Oklahoma. Nona jige, do the word Eldon, eh?
In a goose, no honey, none on this, so young squeeze you near. The hen school yacht had danted. And scan you study loss, a gaily school yacht low danted. No, and when this sort in your man, then what would tell it then? Our dita he dollar and squay. Scan a conhijig e god, u yacht, our danto, yak tangan, din yacht, dandy tusk, and all a goose dantanuska. I gav hun hjort, han i låsk. Og han skulle slå i del og sende steg i, han skulle have søvd og høste. Kom han hit til John, tænne høsk, slik kan lov ikke gøre søvd en gang. Ja, han havde tjøret savag i kan. Det er godt lov, jeg har noget gulv. Og så en årst, det er noget tænne i dag nu. Gør der er dårlig i stedet, ja. Så der er dårlig i stedet, ja. Jeg skal have noget vores, det gør jeg da. Og der er dårlig i
stedet.
Skal have noget nu, der er noget, jeg har stikket. Det er noget, jeg har stikket, lov at tage sig i. En, hvad jeg vil have her, det er noget, jeg har stikket, det er noget, jeg har stikket. Gå kæft han hit og han dækker der hans tid det her dine år, og det kan nu der det kan ikke gå lige han, skal han af og til gå, en dine laveste går her der også, lav han skal ikke lave jer, jeg går til dagla og skal han, jeg har dante, jo der har jeg vagt der, der var en år, når der unætterne uddannes han, når også af går til dagla. Gå helt hen til gange, og der er en telt nu gange. I de jævle hen til gange, og jævle dage lås i dårlig. Og nætlerne er hen af åksæste. Skal nå, klæder jeg ikke, kan lukke lån, og nætlerne er nok sæste. Lad gøre sig godt stå en hel, at de jævle dage lån her, og også dage lås. I en af sænne, og jævle hen gange, en dække lås, og sænne, klæder jeg ikke, gøre sig godt stå en hel, og nætlerne er hen af åksæste. Kom hen til og nætlen er dagvokssæster, jeg skal næste dagvokssæster, kom hit igen, kom hit igen, ikke se dagvokssæster. Og jeg går hit ud igen, og nætlen er klæster af jer, det er hørt det her, går hit igen, ikke den, og nætlen er ikke dagvokssæster. En ikke døde ind, ja, det er stavdød, ikke også han ikke den, det er stavdød, ikke døde. If you want to follow him, it's up to you. I kan døle, at det er stavt deres til nogle. I er doktor han, I kan døle.
Han er det gygt og doktor.
Ja, og jeg er det gygt og. I er doktor han, som skulle det til Johan.
De er doktor, det kan nok ikke det, Dan.
Så, i de stavt, det er jo i den ene og jeg sagde, at så er gået skal have, jeg der var lande. Jeg skal have en ny lovstil, men jeg kan tage den ene og jeg skal. Jeg skal ikke gøre det, fordi han går et dårligt, og hvor du er lagt sig. Og jeg tænker, at det er en jævn, der ikke kan have galt, kan lage et dårligt. Og sådan her. Skal jeg have stand til at gå et dårligt, så kan han gøre det, og det er ikke at use det dårligt. En her stand til at lage et dårligt, og det er ikke, jeg skal ikke gøre det. Og nætterne hen, og kanaler til jævn, og det gør han. Jævn. Det gør også et stof, det gør de i stedet igen. Og jeg skriver hen, ikke jeg, gælde en alt, når jeg døde læsker. Jeg er jo den, der er stedet det. Kan lov ikke døde sig ned der, i stedet, men går lige ind i stedet. Der er tjælt, der har jeg ikke nogen hånd, skal jeg ikke gøre det. Det er lagt sted, og vi løber lov til ham, kom hit ikke. Og jeg var nede i stedet, der var en KFC. Jeg gør det, så jeg tænker, at jeg laver ikke andre, der det skal. Så jeg tænker, at jeg tænker, at jeg tænker.
Jeg skulle slå en afstand, at de ikke tør sig, at der sker. Så jeg tænker, at jeg siger, at jeg tør sig lige sådan noget. Jeg vil gå, at jeg jo ikke gør det sådan noget. Og det er sådan noget, jeg tænker, at jeg tænker.
Ja, han skulle sådan. Spiritual, who dog tea. Ja, der er nætterne, at I gik nætterne, at de skal lave nætterne. Og jo hus, og nætlerne er hulås, ikke hi eller, ikke ti. Spiritual, der har jeg ikke
nu.
Galaktetanto, that's it. Jeg har ikke nok han, skal jeg galakt. Holy Spirit, skal jeg galaktetanto. Skal jeg ikke hi eller, skal jeg nægåle, og danta, og hægæle, de jævle, de gør han. Skal jeg aldrig her. Og han skulle ikke lade, jeg skulle det. En ægge, du gør han, og gør han, gør sygdagen af, jeg kan nære gør det, gør han, en aktæren, og har bjanden af, the animals, de skal ikke, de skal ikke, så lov, de skal gør han, og hvor han gør, så han, jeg gør han, og through your spirit, I was, is God, Father in heaven. Jesus galoned is Jesus Christ, and galoned that's the blood. He put in, you know, his blood.
Galoned that's anointing. That's the anointing.
It's getting galohist. And yo stale and that's going la hand squid wash so we get stale now hand squid an enige an get stale is come. Do you all hand guess goose in oh yo what the GD scalane the killer mama and agua on a what chloe jet the agua sailor a what toys give we gun away has they have tossed none it's getting away sir it saves a hand hard which allow his day. Nigolan Gushak scar stan elskin get done, eh? But la here, killer gun keep what can. No land, no so newly ex scar stan el. Hey, she'd scar stan el, hasty. I was saying, like, someone get her. Gone at the disco get her, why your Chloe? Why your Chloe had the hairs? Like, he loves his got younger. I like, he loves his got younger, skin the way I was, eh? Skin nugget where she's gonna go lock, stay, Lisa. and ska hända Nicola hända salut hända och Ginella i Nicola han har någon ett om hon hinner kan näska i den gå vad kan jag inte har han ska när han har år sig han lär här in den när jag är lukt ska han uniska stanna han har andra dåligt det har det ska han ska det är jag lägger sen het la hen na juni lasti wan da to listi na wan na gus yu tu yu li lo na wan ya je lag ka tan tis ka an da to listi u na ta es ki o u na la na hu tis ka la ne ne ka do na ta ga es ki na lafs kin juni lasti o je da ha
no ma ta ne ke te ki no gi te do ta da ste he no tis ko ti na wo si no ste ti ni no gi ke se ste ha ga yi on your easy lucky to dog it says skin no fox black fox ulena get says the talinian or toy the gas sign to dog it says skin no gas a little backwater to get ulena get says the now let's listen to two more songs. These songs were sung at the Twin Oaks Baptist Church, all turkey singing. First song will be I Will Tell What God Has Done For Me, led by Fox Black Fox, and the second song is There Is a Happy Land. And that one was sung by the late Leroy Backwater Sr. Thank you. Now it's time for Cherokee Nation News. First, don't forget, this coming week, Valentine's Day, February 14th, will be our speakers meeting here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, right behind the restaurant of the Cherokees in the former ballroom, which is now the community meeting room. So come on out if you're a Cherokee speaker, and let's talk Cherokee. We begin at 12:30. Now, as I've been mentioning here in the previous programs, guys, bring your sweethearts. Now I'm referring to your wives, all right? But bring them, okay? And when you come walking in, be skipping and holding hands. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, come out if you can. We'll be glad to see you. As I mentioned a moment ago, we start at 12:30, and I know we'll have a good time. So please come out if you can. Here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, right behind the restaurant Turkey's, to the speaker's meeting for the month of February, which will be Valentine's Day, okay? So come out if you can. We'll be glad to see you. And secondly, the all-Cherokee singing for this month will be at the Twin Oaks Baptist Church, February 15th. It'll be on Friday evening. They'll begin at 7 p.m., end at 9. 2 hours of good Cherokee singing. And if you're from that area or even from around here or wherever you're listening from, if you can make it out there, I know you'll enjoy yourself because they always have some good Cherokee songs. And some you may not ever heard. Some maybe you haven't heard in a long, long time. But it's always a good singing. So if you can, again, February 15th at the Twin Oaks Baptist Church, it'll be the all-Cherokee singing. And if you want to record these songs, you can do that as well. So go out and support the all-Cherokee singing if you can. I know they'll be glad to see you. Valentine's Day, a Galeasket. Now you get safety. Idiot guy, these are the link. That's in all line. Did you know him? Idiot, he's lying. But there, this ends with. I said, no, the God is either silly get safety. The lady did done it, he dead or lying. Or the Lee Haley, he dead or taller Josco, or the Lenny is gone, say a deal. Naki nay, get safety. Ali said he did all lie. To like you, the only sign. See him to like to dug a day on, I guess, eh? No, did all well already. Did he go lady, no? To dodge a day on, eh? Nay, you dirty duke, to you the duly, you the dead quarter, to you, Henna. I'll send you gun, eh? The dead quarter. Are you the leg of the guest at all, car? I'll send you gun, eh? A duke. He done the door, huh? Skin the guest, honey, like a goose. You get your dead lock. I have no ski. Digger laws. Go he can no deal hunt, deal death quarter, digger lady hilly, deal well order. Can't I work done, deal death quarter, now kill, tis our death quarter, eh? I hand on the girl death quarter, they got see you killer, he's our death lock on. I sending get set, he's dead all lie, you're the lee hilly, you're dead all lie. Hit the car, nigger do sin and get set, tell the Josco, on the lick ya, till I get lee, to no sauce and no old dealer. Utan canasu lie. Na, do de do hair. You did orally. You just na de, na you ye gone. tolle dusko og jeg lærte skoen. Tag en anden gang også gæsse, når jeg lagde hans dag nogle isko, hent det kald dusko gæsse est, kvinde og hunæket. Ligger sæt, vi det dog lege. Jeg er lige heldig, vi det dog. Godt gå og kalde isko, så er det. Så er det gå hit. Hent det kald, skikker du sine, dog dan ikke nogle gæsse. Til nogle gæsse kan ikke, I get a score toss, these are like, these are no geese, eh? Like it says, there's a goose down there, to like the no geese, right? Like no geese, see now these are, and the juice go, do not watch, do not do with that all, eh? I want to hand on your knee, hey, you with that all, eh? And you go along, hand on all, so that's what do, these are like, don't you no geese, go in. See what here's a call, to like you, huh? Don't you no geese, juice go, get says, Skikkedusene hedder Karl Gorskog, og lænes går så del, så han hele går hit da. Det var en lille helig. Jo, vi ser det over da. And now here two more songs. These songs were sung by the Shale Family Singers. First song will be Jericho Road. Second song will be Orphan Child. Nånne, en ny Shale sidder i land, din hogisk, taliga, din hogit, dit er daste. Et gøy, til gå og nånne, du dog er sæst, talinæt nå, Det var dårligst det, du tror ikke sæst det.
Thank you.
Now it's time for turkey words. And as you're getting prepared, I'll go with turkey vowels. We have six vowels in our language. We have the A, E, I, O, U, and V. And here are the sounds. A, E, E, O, U, U. And I'll say the English word once and spell it in the English phonetics twice. Word number one for today is the word fuel. And it's spelled like this. G-O-D-V-D-O-D-I. Again, word number one for today is the word fuel. Just spell like this. G-O-D-V-D-O-D-I. Word number two is the word fugitive. And just spell like this. U-L-A-T-I-D-A. Again, word number two is the word fugitive. It's spelled like this. U-L-A-T-I-D-A. Word number three is the word fulfill. And it's spelled like this. A-K-A L-I-S-O-D-I. Again, word number three, the word fulfill. And it's spelled like this. A-K-A-L-I-S-O-D-I. Word number four is the word full, the opposite of the word empty. And it's spelled like this, K-A-L-I. Again, one and four is the word fool. And it's spelled like this, phonetically, K-A-L-I. One and five is the word fully. And it's spelled like this, A-N-I. K-A-L-I. Again, one five is the word fully. It's spelled like this. A-N-I-K-A-L-I. And now, I'll pronounce these words. One number one is the word fuel. In this word, the V with the D would be silent. And you can pronounce the D sound with the G-O. Like this. Godotti. 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 Number two, fugitive. In this word, the A with the L would be a silent. You can pronounce the L with the U like this. Ultida. 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 Number three, fulfill. And it's pronounced like this. A-ka-li-so-ti. 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 Number four, fool. It's pronounced like this. Ka-li. 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 Number five, fully. It's pronounced like this. A-ni-ka-li. 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 Now I'll pronounce these words one more time. One number one is the word fuel. Got dohti. Number two, fugitive. Ultida. Number three, fulfill. A-ka-li-sohti. Number four, fool. Kali. Number five, fully. A-ni-ka-li. What are the five words right there to practice with this coming week? Hopefully they're not too hard. As some we have had before, but these are kind of easy. As always, the key is to study and also to Remember the pronunciation of the vowels. Practice all you can this coming week and have fun, all right? Now, these next two songs were sung back in 1973 at the Cherokee Baptist Association in Briggs, Oklahoma. First song will be Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone? Second song is Prayer for Divine Assistance. Nona hit the little dot to the Austin, Nadilste, Cos Quasco do the Tessa Disa, Dunin Hogit, yes, 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 Agaye, Nelson of Wed, Yagu Yahay, the dog, yes, yes, Talineno, Yehoa, Skis Delis Gaste, Dozi Wangala, the dog, yes, yes, that's time for the story. We're going to hear from Robert Lewis, and this story is going to be the Valentine story. How appropriate, huh? Robert Lewis is one of many Cherokee storytellers in the Cherokee Nation. He sure does a great job, as do all the others. So sit back, relax, and listen to the Valentine story told by Robert Lewis. Nona, Robert Lewis, the Canohet, a dog, the eag, Canohet. Oh, så tør der også stort. Og sådan har jeg lige skat, der kan nå hælde. Og sådan har jeg måttet, der er dialogten i sig. Nå, I tør der også det. Okay, Robert, got any more stories?
Yeah, well, right now we're doing this close to Valentine's Day, so here's going to be the Valentine's story.
Okay, tell us.
It's for all those young lovers out there, and all those old lovers too. If you're not in love, you need to find somebody. So that's what I used to tell my students, because we'd have programs and this and that, and sometimes we had a cooking. We did a Native American, because I had to teach Native American arts and crafts class at Northeastern. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is Native foods. And I said, okay, bring good some food. He says, all right. I said, bring your friends. I said, you don't have a significant other. He says, I don't have one. Go find one. This is your pickup line. I said, I got this class. I got Native American food. My professor says I need to ask a date. So it never worked. Nobody ever brought it.
Didn't work.
Didn't work for any of them. So,
but hell no.
Maybe this story will work.
Okay.
All right. A long time ago, there was this village and this town, and there was this beautiful girl. And she was so lovely and so gorgeous that all the men were walking around trying to get her attention. But she was picky. She didn't want to go out with just anybody. She wanted to make sure they could take care of her. Especially her mom and her dad. They want to make sure, oh, you got all these looks. All these men are walking around you trying to get your attention, all right? Mm-hmm. But you make sure they take care of you. Says, looks don't last forever. And the girl was picky. And she was sitting there and she was wanting to. She always found something wrong with somebody. They'd bring her something and she'd go, no, that's too small. Or, no, I don't like that. Or, you don't have long arms. Or, your hair's not long enough. Or, you smell or something. She'd always come up with something with those guys. And they were all kind of heartbroken. There's one guy who was trying his hardest. He wasn't the best looking guy out there, but he kept trying. And he knew he wasn't. He'd go walking out there and he'd try to trap and catch things, but something would always happen. He'd catch a fish and he'd go and try to drag the fish out. A big snake would take it away from him. He'd go out there in the woods. He'd try to hunt. He'd just get up on his big old deer and turkeys walk in front of him. He'd change his mind and chase the turkeys. But he could never catch anything big enough. He'd bring out medium sized turkeys, smaller deer. He couldn't even catch a bear. The bear scared him. But he was sitting there and he was trying so hard. And the woman says, I'm sorry, I don't think you can do this. I don't think you can be my husband. Because he brought this huge squirrel. Says, look at the squirrel I brought you. And she's like, no, sorry. And so he's finally so heartbroken, he's just sitting off in the distance, off from the village, heartbroken, pitiful. I'm sure some men, some moms and dads have seen that heartbroken boy. Pitiful. Look at him. Just pitiful out there. And so he's sitting out there, and he's moaning, and he comes up with an idea. He says, I know there's medicine men out here. Maybe they got some love potion, some medicine that will work for me. So he starts to go to the medicine people, and he's telling him his problem. And so one medicine man, older man in the village, says, I got just a potion for you. It will work. He brought me my gorgeous wife. He'll get this girl for you. And so the young man says, okay, let's try it. So the medicine man goes and does his work. And he comes back and says, here, put this around your neck. And he says, it smells. He says, I know it smells, but bring her to you. Puts it around his neck and he wears it like a necklace. He says, oh, I can barely stand the smell. He says, don't worry, that means it's working good. And so the man goes walking off into the woods, comes back down to the village, comes up, and as he's walking through the village, people are staring at him. He says, hey, this is working pretty good. Everybody's staring at me. But what he doesn't see when he walks past is they're waving their hands in front of their faces like, what's that smell? Gosh, what's he doing? And he gets closer into town, and he comes across and sees that pretty girl off in the distance. And she's sitting there with her mom and her dad, and he starts walking, making a beeline straight for her. And as he's walking towards her, you see the look on her mother and father's face. What's coming over here? They're looking around, trying to figure out, like, something died. Is it moving towards us? And finally, like, a pretty girl starts to pinch her nose and says, it's him. It waves her hand. And before he can get too close to her to say, I love you, I want you to be my wife, she runs off, and the mom and dad just shake their hand, no, no, no. And he turns around and sees everybody's faces, like, oh, God, something dead walks through here. They're waving their hands. So he runs off into the woods and takes that necklace off his neck and throws it in the woods. That stinks. I don't know. That didn't work at all. And he runs off, tells that medicine man, your medicine doesn't work, leaves. The medicine man says, it worked when I was younger. And his wife's sister, now old, says, well, maybe you made it too strong. You can't smell too well anymore. He walks off, which is like, you know, your young man's going out first time and going out and trying to attract young girls' attention. They put on too much clothes, the same thing. Oh, my gosh, what's walking through here? You're putting too much on. That's the same reason there. So he walks off. Says, there's another medicine man in another town. I'll go talk to him. So he walks off so many miles, comes to another town, walks in, starts to talk to that medicine man. The medicine man says, I've got something for you. Here. Works. Does his magic. Says, here you go. Put this in your hair. So he puts it in his hair. And he says, ooh, this does smell good. And it smells really sweet. He says, I like this. Says, run. Go get that girl now. So the young man runs, leaves that town, runs all the way back to the other town. He comes in, huffing and breathing. Stroking his hair. And as he goes walking through the village, everybody starts to go, well, something smells good. And they see him, and he's there kind of smiling. He's waving as he's walking through, and he sees and makes a beeline straight for that girl again. And she looks at him and says, what's that smell? He says, that's me. And he starts to stroke his long hair, But what he doesn't realize is, as he's stuck with his long hair, she also says, "What's that sound?" And everybody's looking up in the sky, and they can hear it. It's all these bees who'd follow him like this giant flower, and they all land on his head. And he's like, "Ah!" And she's screaming too. He goes running off and dies in the water to make the bees leave, and washes all that medicine out of his hair. Comes out on the river, goes back to the man, and says, "There's medicine, doesn't work, it's no good. The bees came. Look, I got stings on my face." And he walks off. He goes back home, and he's just crying. Nobody's helping him. So he's sitting there outside in the woods. He says, "I should just leave, go some other town, just forget about her and never see her again." But his heart wants her so bad. And while he's sitting there and he's crying, he hears this sound go, psst. And he looks around. He can't see anybody. He says, "Psst." And he looks down. And there's a mole. The mole's sitting outside. He says, "Hey, I hear you're looking for that pretty girl. You want her as your wife?" He says, "Yes." He says, "I know medicine. I have the best love potion in the world." And the young man says, "You're just a mole. I don't know how much medicine do you know?" He says, "I have all this knowledge. Nobody knows because I'm kind of quiet. I hang out down here in the ground and nobody really bothers me. But I have all this knowledge." He says, "I'll help you." And the mole says, "I know where I can get you some good medicine." And so the man says, "Well, what do you want in return?" He says, "I want you to tell everybody I'm the best medicine person in the world. And then everybody will come to me. And then I don't have to hide around out in these woods and around by the logs and stuff. I can stay out here in the sun. I like being out in the sun." And so the man says, "Okay, I can do that. What's this medicine?" The mole says, "Come back tonight, about midnight. Come see me. I got to work all day on this medicine." He says, "Okay." So the young man goes home. He's excited. Can hardly sleep. At the end of the evening, the sun's gone down, the moon's up in the sky, and it's midnight. He goes walking back. Same spot where he was. And finds that mole. The mole's built a fire. He's got all these potions sitting there, stirring it. The young man says, "What am I going to do with that? Do I got to put it on my body? Do I got to wear it around my neck?" He says, No. You have to drink it." And he goes, "Oh, okay. This is something new." So mole gives him the drink, and he drinks it. And when he swallows it, he says, "I feel funny." He says, "It's starting to work on you." He looks around and says, "The rocks are getting bigger. The trees are getting taller. Everything's getting huge." And the mole says, "No, you're getting smaller." And the man realizes that now everything on him is starting to get small with him. And he gets as small as that mole. The mole says, "Okay, good. Let's go. Show me where that girl lives." And so they go back into the town. And by then, it's really late at night. Everybody's asleep. So they go right to our girl's house. And they go inside. And they see the girl, she's sleeping. And the mole says, "Here's the next part of this medicine." Takes a pouch and opens it up. Says, "Here, open up this bag." So opens up the pouch. And while the man's looking at the mole and says, "What am I going to do with this pouch?" He says, "Just wait, just one second." The mole drinks something. And while the man's looking at the mole starts to look like smoke and turns into vapor. It goes through that girl's nose and breathes that mole inside her. And the man's sitting there and he's waiting, trying to figure out what's going on. And then all of a sudden he sees that shape of that smoke come out of that girl's chest. It comes back and lands. And when that shape turns back into a mole, it's got that girl's heart and it's beating. And the man says, "What'd you do? You took her heart out. She's going to die." He says, No. Her heart's still alive. Shh. You're going to wake her up." Puts that heart inside that pouch, closes it up. Says, "Come on." And so they leave. Young man's worried that she's going to die. But whilst he's watching her, she's sleeping and she's stirring. And she can hear her snore and says, "Okay, she's still alive." They get all the way back out to where the mole lives. The mole says, "Here, drink this." And drinks this potion again. And the guy gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And he feels fine. He says, "Okay." He says, "You're back to your normal height. You now have that girl's heart. It's inside that pouch. Wear it around your neck. When she wakes up the next morning, she'll find you. She'll look for you. And she'll never want to leave your side." And so the mole says, "Remember, tell everybody I'm the best medicine person in the world. I get to stay out in the sun now." And the young man says, I will. And so he's excited. He goes home. He sleeps. He wakes up the next morning. He starts walking through the town. And as he's walking around through the town, he's watching. That girl comes out of her house. And the mother and father say, "What's wrong?" And she says, I've lost something. It's something that's important. It's a hole. There's something missing. And when she sees that young man, she says, "It's him. I want to stay with him. I'm going to marry him." And runs right towards him. Throws her arms around and says, "I don't know why, but I just have to... just want to stay right by your side forever." And he's so happy, his face is beaming. And both the mother and the father go walking, "Are you sure?" And this is the one that was walking through with the hair and smelling and this and that and bringing squirrels. He says, "This is the one I love. I'm going to marry this man." And so they say, "Okay." And so they've decided We're going to have a wedding. Everybody's gathered for the wedding. He's happy. And so he begins to tell his story. He says, how did you get this beautiful girl? She just stares at you, wants to be by your side all the time. All his friends are sitting there talking. And all the other men who were trying to get, and even the medicine men who were coming from the other towns were sitting there listening. He says, it was the mole. The mole gave me a love potion. The mole is the best medicine person in the world. Anybody wants the medicine, you go see the mole. All the medicine men look at each other and says, there goes our business. He's going to take it all away. And so they get sticks and stones, and they go running out, and they find that mole, and they start swinging at him. The mole's running. And he's trying to get away. They're trying to beat him down. And he dies on the ground, and he digs and digs, and they keep beating on the ground, and he crawls away and disappears. And this day, that mole still hides underneath the ground, won't come up at all. He still tries to come up, and he still wants to come up and see everybody, because he still has the best medicine in the world. But now when he comes up, you'll be sitting there and you're driving, but now you got a lawnmower and go by, and the mole's still trying to hide underneath your lawnmowers, because he still thinks the men are out there trying to cut him down and beat him up, because he's the best love potion maker in the world.
Now, these next two songs were sung by the Drywater family from a few years ago. First song is Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. The second song is At the Cross. Nona ni Drywater, si don ila, ilus, no de ti zigesa, tu no git, gesesti a. A guy, squat ni seti yehoa, tu dog gesest, talineno, nath no huwaj, ego guga hei, tu dog gesesti.
Squat in this city for a while. Ela diga yusayi. Ji wana gali yu aya. Jati ni gidi ni hi. Ni go hila, ni go hila. Feliz destino go, ni go hila, ni go hila. Feliz destino go, nai wo tiga nu go fani. I nai wo skis tu isi. Skis delis, skis delis, skis gano wadida. Skis delis, skis delis, skis gano wadida. Iski alli kovasi, kenan niu idena,
Jee san nan na way hay with a hasty Dali cone la ha Dode nino kiska ye Ika ye une la da wane ha Idana
Idana lo kenani Kenani
Kenani
Kenani ye o ye he Kalapati Askani ne ha na Wede hasti
Galalo
Idana Idana lo kenani
Well, that's it for another program. I appreciate each and one of you for tuning in today and joining me. My name is Dennis Sixkiller, and you've been listening to the Cherokee Voices and Cherokee Sounds that's being brought to you by Cherokee Nation. I want to shout out to everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you all have a great time. Maybe you take your sweetheart out to eat or go watch a movie or something. We sure need to appreciate our spouses. You know what? They do so much for us. And as always, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoy the program and call me sometimes. And here are the numbers. First one is always toll free nationwide. 1-800-256-0671. And my direct number is 918-453-5433. And the number to tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. Until next week, please take care of yourself. Don't ask for them. It is like the legal has got leg, son of the lost. You saw, no, nigga, it says, Austin, and Cohe, Lenigo Hilly, it says, Austin, don't you eat a yelly, it's a hoy. Alaska. Oh, she's a dollar. Here a dog is the egg. She's all saying, huh? Like this guy, Valentine's Day. You see this guy? These are the lit. So, would you say it's the night? Don't you know? Did you get you? You so, did you die? Did they all say, huh? Say, huh? Don't get her. Did you get the lit, huh? Don't you know? You go to negative.com. I want to go to the set up. Go heeg. Today's the just, huh? I want. I had no. So, school could go get said to the ATS. I guess I. The guards could eat the idiot. You said, Arsena, Cohiga. The guard, do you? His dog says, he's a guest. I said, I say, Nigga Galenad. See, this says, the dogs are us until I get it. The dogs are naughty. He's a duly. The guy said, we're merely gun then. Sago, Nelich, tall. He's Suda, Canigada. Susan got cold, sagwe. I heard the girls talking to you to go look. Son has sagwe to nail, knock his don. His knock don. I know the look to la gaily, you to not on nail. Son has sagwe to nail, knock his don. His giggy yelly. The god it is like, take it like you say to lay. A lean is done, eh? There's after he don't hasty. You does catch your don, huh? Nunnaga, Nigel, the Dorski. You took no eager says the galicti, so no, was Jay. What don't?